This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Metalice, active ingredient, tenecteplase. This leaflet provides important information about Metalice. You should also speak to your doctor if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about being given Metalice. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given Metalice? Metalice contains the active ingredient tenecteplase. It belongs to a group of medicines called tissue plasminogen activators, TPA. Metalice is used during the early stages of a heart attack. It works by dissolving clots in the blood vessels. These clots cause disease by interfering with normal blood flow. What should I know before I'm given Metalice? Warnings. You must not be given Metalice if you are allergic to tenecteplase, gentamicin, a trace residue from the manufacturing process, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Have a percutaneous coronary intervention, PCI, planned. PCI is an interventional procedure in which blocked blood vessels in the heart are unblocked. Examples of PCI procedures include balloon angioplasty, atherectomy, and stent placement. Receiving Metalice treatment prior to a planned PCI procedure may increase your risk of having side effects. Are under 18 years of age. The safety and effectiveness in this age group has not been established. Because of the risk of bleeding, Metalice must not be given to you if you have, or have had, current bleeding, or severe bleeding in the past 6 months. A family history of bleeding disorders. Treatment with an anti-clotting agent, anticoagulant, such as warfarin, unless its effect has had time to wear off. Major surgery, biopsy, or significant trauma in the past 2 months. A stroke due to bleeding in the brain, or a stroke of unknown origin at any time. A stroke caused by blood clot, or a transient ischemic attack, TIA, in the past 6 months. Severe and uncontrolled high blood pressure, hypertension. Tumors in which the risk of bleeding is increased. Any blood clotting defect. Current treatment with a thrombolytic agent, medicine used to dissolve blood clots. Previous or current aneurysms, swelling and weakening of a part of the blood vessel in your brain, or spinal cord, or arteries in other parts of your body. Previous brain or spinal cord surgery. Previous or current tumors in your brain or spinal cord. Recent trauma to your head or skull. Heart and lung resuscitation, CPR, in the past 2 weeks. Structural abnormalities in your arteries or veins. Severe liver disease. Inflammation, infection or swelling of your heart or pancreas. Childbirth, organ biopsy, or any invasive medical procedure in the past 10 days. Recent severe bleeding, particularly in your stomach, gut, or from your genitals. Problems with your blood, especially if you also have severe liver or kidney disease. Stomach ulcers in the past 3 months. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions. Allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Recent major trauma, medical procedure, such as a biopsy, or injection, or surgery to any part of your body. Problems with blood supply to the brain. A previous stroke caused by blood clot, or a transient ischemic attack, TIA, more than 6 months previously. Recent bleeding from your stomach, gut, or genitals. High blood pressure. Any heart conditions or infections. Severe problems with your pancreas. Severe liver disease. Problems with your blood, especially if you also have severe liver or kidney disease. Diabetes mellitus. Bleeding from inside or around your eyes. If your body weight is less than 60 kilograms. If you are elderly, 75 years of age or older. Speak to your doctor if you are uncertain as to whether any of these conditions apply to you. In addition, before starting treatment, your doctor will assess other factors which may increase the risks of using Metalice. These include infected veins and cannulocytes, or any condition in which bleeding is a significant risk, or would be particularly difficult to manage because of its location. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or are breastfeeding. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any vitamins or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Metalice and affect how it works. Medicines that may increase the risk of bleeding include aspirin, heparin, warfarin, or any other medicines used to thin the blood and prevent blood clots. Check with your doctor if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Metalice. How will I be given Metalice? How much you will be given? The recommended dose is based on your body weight and ranges between 30 mg and 50 mg. The dose is given as a single injection over about 10 seconds. Your doctor may prescribe a different dose or duration of treatment to that described here. Ask your doctor if you want more information. How will you be given Metalice? Metalice will be given under the supervision of a doctor and in a setting where appropriate equipment is readily available for diagnosis and patient monitoring. Metalice is a powder which is mixed with sterile water for injections before being given into a vein through a drip line. At the same time, or soon after treatment with Metalice, you may also receive other medications such as heparin to help prevent the blood vessels becoming blocked again after treatment. When you will be given Metalice, you should be treated with Metalice as soon as possible after the onset of your symptoms. If you are given too much Metalice, an overdose is unlikely because Metalice is administered under medical supervision. Symptoms of an overdose may include bleeding. If you have serious bleeding, your doctor will immediately stop treatment with Metalice and heparin. Your doctor will start appropriate treatment to control the bleeding and, if necessary, replace the lost blood. What should I know while being given Metalice? Things you should be careful of. Metalice increases the risk of bleeding and bruising. After treatment with Metalice, medical staff will avoid giving you injections or moving you unless absolutely necessary. Your doctor will probably continue to treat you with other medications after treatment with Metalice. This is to reduce the risk of more blood clots forming. You should only receive one injection of Metalice. Any leftover solution that was prepared to treat you should be thrown away and not injected into anyone else. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 75 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor if you have any further questions about side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Bleeding-related problems. Bleeding, or blood clot within the head or brain. Symptoms may include collapse, sleepiness, difficulty in speaking, or slurred speech, numbness or weakness of the arms or legs, headache, dizziness, visual disturbance, confusion, loss of memory, agitation, depression, weakness on one side of the body, convulsions, fits or seizures, psychosis, a severe mental condition in which the person loses contact with reality and is unable to think and judge clearly. Difficulty swallowing. Bleeding from the skin, nose, or eyes. Bruising. Bleeding or bruising where the injection is given. Nausea, vomiting, or vomiting blood, or material that looks like coffee grounds. Bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Blood in the urine. Coughing up blood. Signs of heart problems. Low blood pressure. Irregular heartbeat. Signs of an allergic reaction. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, throat, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath. Wheezing, or difficulty swallowing, or breathing. Low blood pressure. Other side effects. Nausea and vomiting. High body temperature, fever. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of these serious side effects. There have also been reports of blockages of blood vessels following treatment with Metalice. This can lead to organ failure, e.g. kidney failure. These serious effects are rare. Tell your doctor or nurse if you notice anything that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. What Metalice contains. active ingredient, main ingredient, tinectoplace, 40 mg or 50 mg. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, arginine, phosphoric acid, polysorbate 20, sterilized water for injections. You should not be given this medicine. If you are allergic to any of these ingredients, what Metalice looks like. Metalice is the brand name of your medicine. It comes as a sterile, white to off-white powder in a clear glass vial. Metalice powder must be mixed with sterile water for injections before use. When mixed, the resulting solution is clear and colorless to pale yellow. Metalice is sold as a pack containing one vial of powder and one pre-filled syringe of sterile water for injections. Metalice is available in two strengths. Metalice 40 mg, one vial of powder with 40 mg tinectoplace, and one pre-filled syringe containing 8 milliliters of sterilized water for injections, Ostar 75012. Metalice 50 mg, one vial of powder with 50 mg tinectoplace, and one pre-filled syringe containing 10 milliliters of sterilized water for injections, Ostar 75013. The reconstituted solution contains 5 mg of tinectoplace per milliliters. Who distributes Metalice? Metalice is supplied in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308. Sydney, New South Wales. www.boehringerengelheim.com.au. This consumer medicine information was prepared in December 2023. Metalice is a registered trademark of Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. 2023.